Like many schools in the U.S., Killingly High School in Connecticut replaced its Native American mascot. They started this school year as the Red Hawks. Now they're going back to the Red Men. Frankie Graziano of Connecticut Public Radio has the story.
Jessica Long is a sophomore at Killingly. She's not happy that athletes at her school will still be known as Red Men and Red Gals, the nickname for Killingly girls teams.
I'm even like embarrassed that I have Red Men on my gym floor right now.
She's talking about a large decal stuck onto the hardwood at the Killingly High School gym. The decal wouldn't be on the court had the school board gone through with a plan to replace the mascots. Killingly School Board voted last summer to replace Red Men on the recommendation of a tribe indigenous to the area. The student body then chose a new name. They wanted to be called the Red Hawks. But by early January, the board had new members on it, and those new members wanted Red Men restored. They reversed the decision.
The motion passes 5-4.
Norm Farron represents one of the yes votes. He was so frustrated over the previous decision to get rid of the mascot that he ran for a school board seat last fall.
I felt like the whole thing was rushed and a lot of misinformation was put out and a lot of emotional knee-jerk reactions were looked at instead of basically looking at the facts.
He believes the mascot honors Native Americans, but a local tribe called the Nipmuc Nation has told the board that any logo or nickname intended to depict Native Americans is offensive, even if the school or team seeks to honor indigenous people. That statement from the Nipmuc Nation is what prompted the mascot change in the first place. The move was consistent with how schools were acting across the country. High schools like Menominee Falls in Wisconsin and Teton in Idaho, who shed Native mascot names. Barbie Gardner graduated from Killingly High almost 30 years ago. She's been outspoken about the need to ditch the mascot. She's a member of the Jabana Gungamog Band of Nipmuc Indians.
You can't honor someone who just doesn't feel honored by that. Naming a team a skin color in 2020 is just ridiculous, really.
Back on the court at the Connecticut High School, Justin Miato says he's one student that never wanted a name change.
I think it should stay as the Redmen because, you know, since I was born, this place has been the Redmen. It's been a Redmen family and it shouldn't change.
Now that Redmen is back, 15-year-old Jessica Long is worried she'll be forced to wear something with that name on it in the spring. She plays tennis. She's got Red Gal sweatshirts from last year that she won't wear.
I'm embarrassed to wear them outside of my house to school or anything like that because I don't want to represent that.
Long says she's writing a letter to state lawmakers urging them to ban Native American mascots, something the state of Maine did last May. Connecticut Speaker of the House has said he'd be interested in such a measure. For NPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano in Hartford, Connecticut.